This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Police shot and killed a man in Summit County early Sunday morning. Two officers responded to a call around 7 a.m. about an armed man wandering through a subdivision and banging on doors. Both officers shot at the man after they said he failed to put his gun down, according to the Summit County Sheriff's Office. That timeline is being investigated, and both officers are on leave. A new trial has been ordered for a Grand Junction man who has been in prison since 1993. James Genrick was convicted in a series of pipe bombings in the 1990s that killed two people. The judge in the case cited the expert scientific analysis as the primary driver of the conviction. And a note, the since-retired district attorney who prosecuted this case, Steve Erkenbrock, is a member of Colorado Public Radio's Board of Directors. Denver Health has opened the state's first licensed detox facility for adolescents. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
The facility will help patients 17 and younger with withdrawal in a safe environment. They'll be under the care of skilled medical, psychiatric, and nursing teams, according to the hospital. The program works alongside its existing substance disorder treatment program. Fentanyl-related deaths are still on the rise in the state, and there's high demand for adolescent support. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Two Democrats in the Colorado House are suing the chamber's leaders. They argue both parties are routinely violating the state's open meetings law. The suit alleges House representatives routinely break the law by conducting substantial conversations about public policy without providing required notice to the public. This is CPR News.